Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming at you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on Monday, April the 9th, and I am rolling and recording, but I want to talk to you really quickly about self-defense seminars. Now, I don't have an active brick-and-mortar school anymore, and I teach at a number of different, I teach a lot of different private lessons, families, so on and so forth. And one of the things that I love to do most is teach self-defense seminars, and I just think that it's a very rewarding way for me to spread my information and my knowledge at scale. So what I'm asking you guys today is, when you teach self-defense seminars, if you do or if you consider doing it, what is or what will be your main focus? And I know the obvious answer for that is, you know, self-defense, stupid. I gotcha. But me personally, before I teach a seminar in terms of physical technique, I spend a significant amount of time, not a ton, but a significant amount of time talking about the mindset that you need to appropriately defend yourself. Because I think that that particular shift has to happen first before you can even effectively address the physical self-defense skills. My self-defense program is a special acronym I use called SAFE, and I know a lot of people have acronyms, maybe even SAFE as well, but none of them stand for the things mine stand for, and I'm not going to get all into that because that's what I consider proprietary information. But I ask people, what is it that you feel are the key components of your self-defense curriculum, especially if it's just a seminar, let's say 2 hours? For me, as stated, I address mindset, because I've heard people say stuff like, well, I mean, I'm not the really violent type. And I say, newsflash, neither am I. I haven't been in a real fight in, you know, over 20 years. And God willing, I'll never get into a real fight again. I had enough as a kid, believe me. I had a lot as a kid. Gotten past that, I hope. But what I have to explain to people is that I'm not a violent person. I just happen to be skilled in violence. And for some people, that may sound weird or contradictory or something, but anybody who knows me knows I don't have a mean bone in my body. I'm not a mean-spirited person. But before a person effectively addresses self-defense, I think it would be wise to address mindset and psychology, because we live in a society where things are so sanitized and anesthetized, some people may not have a real clue or a real clear vision mentally of what self-defense actually means. To me, self-defense means no matter what, you go home safely, whether it be to be by yourself or if you have a family. That is it. That is what self-defense is about to me. It is making sure that you go home safely when someone threatens your health. And I know I could get all into a bunch of semantics and tell people that there's more to it than that. You know there is. But the gist of it is, if you are confronted by a particular situation, you have to do whatever you need to do to ensure that you go home to your family. And that's not assuming that you're going to go home unscathed or anything. But the idea is, you go home under your own power. And I believe that that kind of raw explanation is missing in a lot of people's understanding even of what self-defense is. I could even go further and say, you go home safely to your family by any means necessary, or you go home under your own power by any means necessary. A lot of people think that that sounds overly violent, or it sounds too much of this or too much of that. And to those people, I say, well, how much do you think your life is worth? Life is priceless. Your life is priceless. And so you have to be willing to take a life to ensure that yours remains intact, right? One of my favorite sayings from this rapper named Sista Soulja, she used to say, and I say amen to it, if my survival means your destruction, then so be it. I'm going to leave it at that, because I think that nicely rounds out and sums up the situation. So I ask you again really quickly, what do you teach, and what is the focus of your self-defense seminars primarily, beyond the technique, beyond the movements themselves? What do you teach beyond that? Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. Check me out on YouTube under Anthony Thomas Martial Arts. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.